In this visualization, we will activate your alpha and omega chakras and connect them to your seven internal chakras. Now, our seven main internal chakras are portals that sit inside our body to and from the higher dimensions. Our alpha chakra, which sits above our head, and omega chakra, which sits below our root, actually sit inside the higher dimensions and connect through to us. In most people, the connection to them is unconscious. And in this visualization, we will forge a conscious connection. Now, as they sit in higher dimensions, in some ways, it's a bit academic to think of them above and below us. In some ways, they are outsiders, insiders, and beyond us. They act as protective layers too, between us and the higher dimensions, and as conduits for what we learn on the earth plane to go back to the higher dimensions, and for wisdom, guidance, and knowledge to come down to us from the higher dimensions. So you can actually do this visualization lying down or sitting up, and I recommend you experiment, but for the first time you listen to it, try it sitting down with your feet flat on the floor and your spine straight, and have your hands just lightly resting on your laps. Just fall into a pattern where you notice your breathing, and put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and imagine a spot about an inch or so up, 2 or 3 centimeters up, and about 2 inches, 5 or 6 centimeters back. This is your pineal gland, the home of the third eye. And when you've located it, just let your tongue relax and your jaw slacken. And with your eyes closed, allow yourself to imagine that you're looking at the back of your eyeballs from this position. And we're going to do some further unification in this visualization too, using Analotus. So imagine that Analotus is sitting inside your head now, so not outside on your forehead, but inside your head at the third eye position. And it starts to rotate slowly, so it forms a three-dimensional sphere surrounding the third eye. And this brings light into the third eye and beams out light from the third eye. And imagine that your consciousness is tethered to your third eye. And the tether is a very strong, thin gossamer thread, stronger than steel, but lighter than a spider's silk. Allow your consciousness to float up to your crown, along with Analotus. So it's sitting half outside your crown and half inside your crown. And as it does so, it opens your crown to receive, and to receive white light and wisdom. And the light that's generated from Analotus is shining vertically downwards down your spinal column and vertically upwards towards your alpha chakra. So still with your awareness tethered to your third eye, allow it to float up about 2 or 3 inches above your head, so about 5 or 6 centimeters. And with the image of Danas, the soul star, in your mind, allow your consciousness to connect and merge with your soul star. And again, your soul star is rotating, but because it sits outside three dimensions, it's rotating both horizontally, vertically, diagonally, sideways, backwards, forwards, upwards, and downwards. And your soul star carries your soul imprint. It has knowledge of all your incarnations gone past and all your incarnations yet to come. It knows your purpose on the earth plane in this incarnation. And it's been guiding and protecting, nudging you along in this incarnation and all incarnations, acting as a bridge to your guides, the angels and the archangels, and ultimately to Source itself. So now go across all times, backwards and forwards, and ask for an increase in energy which is just right and perfect for you right now, and bring that in via Danis. Bring your awareness back down along with this new knowledge and wisdom, so it's sitting half in and half out of your crown. And that knowledge and wisdom is amplified by Analotus and directed down your spinal column. So allow your awareness to float back down along with Analotus, so it's sitting in your third eye, along with the new knowledge and wisdom and guidance. And just sit for a while with what you now know and allow it to seep into our lower dimensional space. And with Analotus still rotating and forming that sphere of light, allow it to float down now, so it's sitting in your throat chakra. And allow it to anoint your throat chakra with the permission to speak this new knowledge and wisdom with truth, clarity, purpose, and conviction for those who are ready to listen. And now allow the light sphere of Analotus to float down so it's surrounding your heart chakra. Again, with the light sphere of Analotus slowly rotating. And allow the wisdom and knowledge from the soul imprint of Danis to infuse with your heart center, to give you the surety that everything you do will be for the highest good and with unconditional love for yourself, your friends, your family, and everyone on the planet, and of course, Mother Earth herself. Now allow the rotating light sphere of Analotus to float down further so it surrounds your solar plexus chakra. And here, the imprint of your soul star, Danis, will give you guidance, intuition, inner tuition, insight and inner sight of how to make the right decisions and to follow the right paths. From here on, for the rest of this incarnation and all other incarnations. And now allow the light sphere of Analotus to float down so it's sitting and infusing with your sacral chakra point. And hear the wisdom of the imprint of your soul star, Danas, will ensure that your needs and requirements will always be met to allow you to carry out your soul mission with grace and effectiveness from here on in. And now allow the rotating light sphere of Analotus to float down to your root chakra. Now half of the sphere will be inside your body and half out. And here the soul imprint of Danas connects through to the earth plane to ensure that your soul mission will be carried out with the guidance and nurturing of the consciousness of Mother Earth herself, and that everything you do will be for the highest good and ecology of the planet, and all the resources of the planet that you need to carry out your highest good will be provided to you just on time and in abundance. And with your consciousness tethered to your root chakra with another thin, gossamer, silk-like thread, allow it to float out from your body and sit about 2 or 3 inches, 5 or 6 centimeters, beneath your root. And here, you'll find the awareness and the energy of Monar Ohar, which in the light language means I trust. And just as for Danas, Monar Ohar sits in the higher dimensions, so is rotating forwards, backwards, sideways, downwards, upwards, diagonally, in all planes. And now just lightly touch the pads of your middle fingers and your thumbs together on each hand. And internally, repeat the mantra, Monar Ohar, saying Monar on the in-breath and Ohar on the out-breath. I trust. And do this for at least 5 in and out-breaths. And this simple mantra has activated and connected you with your Omega Chakra. Now allow your awareness to float back up so it joins with Analotus at your root chakra. And along with Analotus, allow your awareness to float up past your sacral chakra, past your solar plexus chakra, and to sit in your heart chakra. And your heart chakra, from now on in, will act as a pivot point, which fuses the energy of Analotus with the soul imprint of Danas in your Alpha chakra, and the surety and trust of Monar Ohar in your Omega chakra. Your heart will act as the pivot, as the conduit, and also the force that takes this wisdom and trust out into the world. And the tool and vehicle that takes this higher dimensional fused energy into the earth plane is your heart rate. From now to the ending bell, just muse on what you've learned and let the energies infuse with your light body. Monar Oha.